Yes, yes, people. We are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Manchester United, Chelsea, Tottenham Hotspur show. Mandem United podcast meets Ballers at the Bridge podcast meets Talking That Tottenham Talk podcast. So please keep all your comments, all your questions, Manchester United, Chelsea, or Tottenham Hotspur related. Spurs, 4-0 winners at Villa Park in the race for fourth, putting four past Villa. That is a marker right there. 4-0 on Villa's head top. Manchester United, 2 penalties getting past Everton, and Chelsea facing Newcastle later on today, if you are indeed in the UK time zone. Big up to everyone who's locked in, though. Big up to everyone who just joined over from the raid on the Q&A. Big up to everyone who was locked in, who just joined right now, or anybody watching this back. Salute. Like I said, get your questions in. Just please keep them Manchester United, Chelsea, or Tottenham Hotspur related. And there's only one place to start. Jez is in the building, first and foremost. Yes, Jez, what are you telling me?
I'm good, man. We've seen this for like
2.5 hours. But there's only one place to start. Aston Villa 0, Tottenham Hotspur 4. Chat to us.
Oh, I can't. Like, going into this game, obviously, there was a bit of hype going into the game. Which I guess is certified, because considering that top 4 is on the line. It's going to be maybe top 5 anyway, because of the coefficient, but As of right now, we don't know, so it's top 4. So, obviously, hype. I think now we are 1 point behind Villa now with a game in hand, which is massive. So, of course, it was a bit hype. Me, personally, I wasn't really going into this game with any sort of nervousness or even, like, any sort of high, like, yo, I'm hyped for this game. I'm personally not that fussed about top 4 as much as other are. So, for us to go out there and put their performance out there, which I think was the most important bit as well, because conversation has been for the last few weeks, or even last week, it's like Spurs has been struggling to perform in these matches as of late, even if it's against teams we should be performing against. But not only did I feel like we performed well, we also beat Villa in a massive fashion. Also, we're talking about the red card, maybe affect the game. But overall, I felt like, let's say it this way, we had conversations literally about how Spurs was, I think 3 weeks ago, pretty much, how Spurs is literally giving away chances after chances in terms of giving goals away late in games, for example, even if the opposition doesn't look like they're going to come back into the game. And I felt like we did actually quite well. I think the defense, again, shown that the quality is there. Shout out to Van der Ven. Obviously, he got injured. Good thing is, but I'm said that he's going to be fine. It's nothing major. Who knows if he's going to be out for one, two games. International break is coming up, which is good. Romero, I thought he was pretty well. Paul came back into 11, just does what he does. I thought Adogi, especially Van der Ven and Adogi, both on that left side, just Villa couldn't play on that side. If they wanted anything from this game, they had to play on the other side. And even then, locked up. Shout out to Kulusevski, actually. I think he's really starting to find some rhythm. And today, even though in the first half, it was.
Let me ask you about Kulusevski, though. Sorry to cut you off, because I've been meaning to ask you about this. Would you like to see him? Madison plays centrally. But do you think he'd be better operating centrally?
I've been saying that since preseason. And even before preseason, so it's not anything new to me. That I feel like he's just, considering how we play, I think he just fits playing through the middle. I think he's obviously not the most quickest in the 1v1s. Like, I think this season he has shown his best when we've been playing in transition at times, like for example a couple of the goals today, and I feel like it's because it's just missing their pace on the wide areas to really go and do something. But because of his just of the way the type, literally we just talk about KDB. I'm not saying he's KDB, but I said he just reminds me of a player that you should be playing through the middle and the type of system that we're playing at all costs if you're not gonna play on a counter attacking type of thing. And I've been saying that for a while, to be honest. But to be honest, today I think he was fine. Otherwise, I think first half players were a bit frustrated. We couldn't really get a shot on. But second half, couple of changes in terms of just how we started to approach. I think we started a bit started to be a bit more direct, like I wanted us to be. And goal search is coming. I think first goal, who's Maddison, by the way, good, great play on that side, but I think Kulusevski was able to get the ball through to Saar. And also, and then Saar with a very good cross to Maddison, who was there in the box to put it in. And shout out to Saar as well. I felt like, again, I think that's really given enough credit in terms of how well actually he has been playing this year and how much actually Ange is developing. But the last manager wanted to send him to bottom tier Serie A teams last season, but that's for another day. Then the second goal. hey, just
got a joke, man. Jess.
I'm just telling the truth, man. For some, just saying, man. Second goal, Brendan Johnson. Shout out to him as well, because obviously, I have many time of conversations about how I don't personally. I still think we overspent on Brendan Johnson, but I'm not gonna go and complain about the guy performing out there. I felt he was quite good, even though he played on the left today, putting in the shift, making it hard, like pretty much everything that I'm asking. Also, maybe being the type of 1v1 winger, which again he's just not gonna be. But like I said, just people instead of going to his DMs every time when he plays back, let this guy just give some time. Because now he's actually finding scoring form. He's actually performing actually much better. So I can't even knock this guy for doing his job currently. It's a good finish as well. I thought for a second he was offside, but luckily he was onside. 2-0 happens, obviously. Then John McGinn thought it was just fine wiping Adoghi. No intent whatsoever to get the ball. No intent. People trying to tell me it's not a red card. I can see where the referee gave you a red card. Because you're not trying to win the ball. You're trying to hurt a player, in my opinion, in that play. And I think the referee kind of put that in his mind that, you know what, you weren't really trying to really get the ball. Like, if you really wanted to stop it, though, you could have just put him on the shirt.
And then, yeah. There's ways to... Yeah. I get what you're saying.
He didn't have to go and swing with power to... And you saw Adoghi, like, and shout out to Adoghi as well. He was smart, I feel like, because you saw he wanted to go straight at him, just like the fuck was that about. But he said, "No, what? Let me go down real quick and act like yo." Obviously, it probably hurt, but it's like you're just playing it a bit more. I don't like a little dark arts, what they say. And so, yeah, McGinn gets sent off, head lost, Villa just collapsing. Emery Ford going in the back three was working today. And then, yeah, again, in the run of play, Kulusevski puts in actually a cross with the right foot this time, not a left foot, into Sanz, just smashing it to the roof. And then just Werner at the end gets the fourth goal. Just quick on the counter. Johnson, I think, was the one who picked him out. And then Werner with the first time, good finish as well, just to seal off the game, which I feel like last time, I felt like we played Villa. I felt like we were quite a bit unfortunate to lose that game. Because I really felt like we were the better team in that game at the Tottenham Stadium. So it was just a nice feeling to not only see a good performance, but also just show some dominance again. It's been a while. And I think it's a performance that gives players confidence, because we have a good running the next four. Like the next four games, really looking at them like saying we need to go and get 9 points, 10 points, because then after that running is the Newcastle, the Arsenal's, Liverpool, City run, whatever. So I want to make sure that we get ourselves in a rhythm where we can at least say, you know what, secure as many points as possible before that running, because it could get spooky in that time. So yeah, man, good performance. Yes. Shout out to the manager, shout out to the team as well. I think everybody did a good job today. Even the substitution today, I think, came on.
Best performance of the season, in your opinion?
Not best performance in the season. I think.
What do you think is your best performance? Even Burnley, okay.
I think now Burnley's up there, but if you ask me best performance this season, shit, them, because there's actually a couple of contenders for it. I'll come back to that.
I asked because to go away, like, because result, obviously, to me, is your most impressive result. But just because it's your most impressive result does not necessarily mean it's your best performance.
I think I don't think it was necessarily the best performance, but in terms of the result, definitely the best result of the season, because it's just kind of just getting like the state, kind of like a statement win that people were saying that like, obviously we ran at our best, and I think some people thought like, you know what, Villa's been doing so great as of late. And shit, Ollie Watkins got pocketed. His ass was seeing nothing. That all the attackers, shit, Diaby didn't do anything. Saniolo, that scrub, didn't do anything. So it's like, I think this was in terms of result, 100%, that's been the best result. And hey man, we keep it stepping, bro. Because in my opinion, it's like, shit, even if we don't get top four and we go Europa League, or if the fifth place gets Champions League, I don't know. For me, it's about just what do we do in the next summer. Because if you do have, if you have a good summer, but we're in Europa League, then I look at the Europa League and say, you know what, Ange, maybe can this be the first trophy for you here at Tottenham? Who knows, man? But yeah, man. Just keep
your step, man. Big up to Surfer in the cut as well. Yeah, Surfer, what are you telling me?
Yeah, well, good, man. I didn't think this podcast would happen tonight, though. So
we just the Q&A just went off a time. Was you on casually?
No, that went 3 hours. That was for 3 hours. I wouldn't have made it if
I was like, let me send this link to Surfer. I was like, if he's not, I'm not even gonna say, are you awake? I just send you the link and then I see you retweet. I was like, because obviously you lot don't play till Monday, so it's not super important.
I got nothing. I played no today. I'm just like,
that's legit it. But people, that's just typical Sarcasm City TV. And there's over 100 people here in the building. Big up. But these likes are not liking. The algorithm is not algorithming because you lot have not run up the likes. So like check 1212. Like check 1212. Run up the likes, people. We are only at a measly 18 likes. What is going on? Let's get up to 50 likes, people. Let's hit that like button, man. We being lazy. Mods, get everybody on liking the video. Make sure you share across all the socials because we want more people in here. And that's me, Flawless, at Sarcasm City TV across all socials. And just as important, subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV, as well. Because we are closing in, people. We are closing in on 10K, right? 9,978. So two more. I want to be less than 20 away by the time the stream ends, people. That's what it is. But we know what's going to happen. We're probably going to hit 10K dancing on Arsenal's grave if they go out to Paul, which would be beautiful. And just sum up this channel in a nutshell. Like, that'd be great if it was just dancing on their grave. Like, even if it's the Yardman show or the United Arsenal show. However, I do believe Arsenal will go through. But continue to get...
Any show, to be honest. Next week, any show will be... somebody has to mention any show, like Waito or... if it's Ryan and whoever, man. But actually, to answer quickly, the best performance, though, in my opinion, for this season, I think it was Arsenal away, personally.
Okay. Yeah, you lot did play very well in that game, actually. Yeah,
I think that was the best performance.
It was an entertaining match as well. Yeah. It was entertaining. But to the chat, continue to get your questions in. Please just keep it Manchester United, Chelsea, or Tottenham Hotspur related. Of course, if you super chat, we'll get straight to your comment on question as well. And Jez answered most of this, but we'll go to it anyway from Warrior J in regards to... Do you think you will finish in the top four now? And big up to De Niro saying 4-0, sitting light. Big up the panel. Shout out, De Niro.
I don't know, because again, we have the game against Chelsea. Let us win the game again. I don't know when they're going to reschedule this game, actually. I have a nasty feeling they're going to put that in between all these games that we have in April. But, I don't know. It's just for me too hard to say because it's like Villa still have to play some of these teams. We have to play a lot of big games. Like I probably would feel a bit more confident if you told me we have to play only two more teams that are in the big six. That would have been fine, but I don't know. Personally, I don't know. Like I wouldn't say confident, but I'm also not saying that the team. I wouldn't write the team off. Let's say it this way. I wouldn't write them off, but if they don't do it, then I'm like, let's see why we couldn't do it rather than I do believe to an extent that they can do it. But I feel like we're just not going to do it. But
you reckon Villa will finish above you then? I think you lot will finish fourth.
It's that running in April that just pisses me off. Because if we didn't have that running in April, I think we'd get in top four, personally.
That being said, Villa do also play... They play Liverpool straight after. Liverpool play Villa straight after they play you, I believe it is.
Let me actually... Because I actually... Yeah. You know what? I looked at
the whole when we were talking about it.
Yeah, but
Villa after Thursday have essentially got 3 weeks off. I know the international break's coming in, but then they got they're not playing at the weekend because it's FA Cup weekend. So
yeah,
they got 3 weeks off.
I have the Conference League as well.
Because they do have to
They got to travel to City. They have to travel to Arsenal. They play at home to Chelsea. They travel away to Brighton. They play at home to Liverpool. They got a tough running.
You know what? I think the first time I looked at their running. So you know what? I probably feel better about it probably now since I'm looking at it.
I think the top four is going to be won by the team that loses less than wins. If you understand what I'm saying.
So what, like draws and wins?
Both have got tough running, so whoever can pick up like even draws, that could be so significant.
Yeah, the draws I don't know what you mean with your running is calm. Like you literally have like Liverpool, one of the games is Liverpool.
You both got difficult runnings.
Don't do that.
I want my apologies as well because you called me a wallad and told me to shut up. Like I was the one who conceded 4 goals at home, but we move. Go on.
So Villa perform, I'm sorry, but Villa are very sketchy away from home. Do you know what I mean? They're like, I know they beat Luton, but Luton came back in that game. They were 2-0 down. Do you know what I mean? So it's like...
And you know what? I'm looking at literally right now. You know what? I feel a lot better after looking at this. I can't lie because...
I didn't realise that it was so...
Yeah, stacked. I don't know what it was. I didn't know it was at start because like, they have to go away to Etihad and replay at home, which is a bit... It's got obviously a boost for us. We also played the Arsenal game at home, and
Brighton will be out of Europe anyway when they go to Brighton. Yes. Out of Europe.
Villa's away farm is not too shabby, actually. Are they home?
I'm talking about that. I'm talking about their overall performances. I know they've got good wins. It's not as bad as what people make it out to be. But I mean, it's like I'm talking about going away to the bigger teams and the more troublesome teams.
I think a big part will also depend where they are in the Conference League. Obviously, they still need to get past Ajax, but
past Ajax. I think though, I don't know how many bigger teams are in that competition after Ajax.
I think they will if they go through Ajax, there shouldn't be really any excuses why they can't.
There shouldn't be real big obstacles in their way.
Yes, after the Ajax. Like Ajax probably would have been one of the harder teams to play. I think after that it probably would be low. I'm on about them 4 games you have ours at the I'm on about them 4 games you have ours at that part.
Ain't that bad, yeah. I think he's talking about the 4 games in a row that you have instead of his spaced out.
Which I agree, and on paper it looks terrible, but maybe even I believe to a degree that I may be overdoing it because again, I did mention that 2 of those games are actually at the Tottenham Stadium, where Arsenal, as of late, we have been doing well against Arsenal. Also last season, we have been doing well against Arsenal. As I said before, I don't think we're losing the game against Arsenal personally.
Then what the hell, H?
Yeah,
I think that statement. You can still call him a wallad and he'd still be right, but you know, it's all good.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Why am I a wallet?
That's just the thing. You just have to accept it.
I just said it was an important. What's it called? It was an important win for Spurs, and people lost.
I just think he means generally.
Yeah, he
was more bold because of the comments rather than.
Because he called me this on the timeline responding to the Spurs. I was like, yo, props to the Spurs. Damn.
Plus, can we get away from this?
Go on.
We won't, but we don't say it. But like Villa are bottling top 4. None of you guys said Villa in the top 4. So don't even start. And they're still in the top 4, by the way. Do you know what I mean?
That's the funniest thing about it. Because, like,
Like when someone told me, like, oh yeah, United bottled it away at the Etihad. Yeah, because you had us winning going there.
But then again, it depends who you talk to. Some people think one time their team didn't bottle it, the next time they did bottle it. I think because people generally thought Villa was gonna do us today. I saw must start lines. Me personally, I thought it was gonna be a 2-2. I thought this was going to be a goal fest, but I guess only for us. I don't know where Villa's attack was, but I guess our defense was my bad. I'm just getting some NBA game. But yeah, man.
They had a less than a 72-hour turnaround. They're playing in Europe on Thursday. Spurs had, what, 8 days off or something like that? Oh, not 8 days since last game. They came into this one. It can sometimes happen, man. That's what this first. That's why Thursday, Sunday is different from a Wednesday, Saturday. Day, obviously, but it can just sometimes happen. That's all. You know what I mean? Yeah,
Paige, I don't necessarily disagree with you that definitely the first season definitely impacted. But even with that, people were still with the energy that Spurs was just not going to go and do it. Like Spurs don't have that mentality, and I feel like. Again, this is where I just have to give the team credit for just shutting a couple of people up. Me personally, I'm just saying, like, yo, we just do our business. Whatever's gonna happen at the end of the season, gonna happen. I mean,
we literally have to embrace support.
Sorry.
That's Wolves,
huh? Yeah.
Oh, is it Wolves?
Because he's got Wolves. Yeah, he's got Wolves in his avi. And he said, as long as Villa
doesn't
fine with him.
They don't like each other. Midlands beef. That's what that is.
Oh, that's understandable.
I mean, shit. Like, see, Joel saying Spurs button in top four, but it's same applies what we just said about Villa to us. I had us finish 10th this season. That's why I haven't been here being all emotional about the top four. Is one, because I don't really too care, because one, I don't actually believe we're going to go and win the Champions League next season, so for me it's like, what's the point? And secondly, actually, we talked about it, I think Spurs actually recruit better when they're not in the Champions League.
You have said this.
I'll just say this, you can say someone's bottled the top four if they're in it till the last two games of the season, they're constantly in the top four and then they let it slip, then you can say, yeah, they bottled top four. But these guys are in and out of the top four.
I'm not forcing it. I mean, unless Joel had us finishing in the top four over Chelsea, then fair enough. Then,
when no one had them anywhere near top four,
let's get this right. Aston Villa and Spurs are, I think, at the same level, sort of. I think Aston Villa have a better overall squad, but I think that maybe Spurs have, when they got all the injuries together, have a better 11 and stuff like that, but they're basically, no one had them where they were. But if you told me Villa and Spurs, no one in this chat can convince me they had Villa and Spurs battling for a fourth place spot. No chance at the start of the season did you have Villa.
Yeah, and to Michael Z, who says, before you get to this, so because you did not predict top four, you mean you can't bottle it? That's exactly what we're saying.
No, listen to what I said. I literally just said, you can say they bottled it if they're in the top four the entire season near the end, and then at the end they drop out. Then you can say they bottled it.
Yeah, but even then, it has to be a major gap to me. Like, let's say Spurs are 6 points ahead with 2 games to go. With a superior goal. Well, they can't be with a superior, but 6 points ahead with 2 games to go. And then they don't. Then you could maybe. And again, people always use bottle. Maybe it's just skill. Maybe it's just a skill thing. So no, I don't think. If Villa don't finish top four, I'm not going to say they bottled it. If Spurs don't finish top four, I'm not going to say they bottled it. They've both overachieved. Well, I didn't have them fourth and fifth.
I'm still believing, regardless where we finish, I still believe we overperforming, because I had us finishing 10th this season. I thought Vigo was going to do worse than last season, but also not to an extent.
Where do people have Villa? You know what I'm saying? After their season.
Not even in the top 10. I had no people say Villa in the top 10. I barely seen them, but I think I had Villa like 12 maybe. So it's like, just trying to say, like,
I think I had them fifth or seventh or something like that.
That's what I'm trying to say though. Like, I'm not looking at those two teams and say whoever gets the. Shit, I mean, ironically, the first ball might get you Champions League anyways, but in case if it doesn't, people rated Villa in preseason. No, they didn't, man. Don't do that, man.
For a top four place. No,
don't do that, man. What we gotta say is
because people might have, we'll go general consensus. General consensus was Villa were not finishing in the top four.
The general consensus was Newcastle. Yeah. Chelsea, Man United are probably going to have a lot more better seasons than Villa.
City, Liverpool, Arsenal, Manchester United, Who else did I have around there? I think maybe a Brighton. Spurs, like 6th, 7th, around that mark. Like, yeah. That's what we was looking at. Nobody had Villa top four, like, at the start of the season.
Don't even start that.
And Spurs, I didn't know what to expect. So I had Spurs, like, 7th.
I had people saying Spurs finishing a relegation spot.
Who were Villa signings? Wait, Michael. Yeah. Who were Villa signings?
Diaby was a signing.
Who wasn't mad. He wasn't highly rated. Who else?
Longley
was not highly rated at
all. Longley, no shot, man. He wasn't highly rated.
Paul Torres,
you could argue.
Yeah, that wasn't high.
That he was rated, but we can say we can point
it's like, you know, like people thought that okay, like sign like Diaby and Portos, it's going to be a like a you know how there's like good signings for
yeah, yes, that's it, Joshua. Newcastle, it. Well, yeah, yeah. I forgot about Newcastle. They was yeah. What are we talking about here?
Yes,
you had Chelsea third as well. It makes sense. You said KDB over Zidane, so you saying Chelsea third makes sense.
You missed the last one.
Yeah, so we just bypass it. Michael is a member, so that's why I kind of respond to him. But yeah, we just let him chat. Yeah, exactly. And we ain't even getting into it. I ain't even debating it. Some things are just not even
about your name. But the cap in the chat, bro, that I'm seeing. All right, man. You know what? I believe you guys.
Nah, what? I don't believe any. Listen, I don't believe any. Even the most biased Villa channel there is, and I don't know if there is one. Had Villa even said they're going to Champions League.
On TV out there, there's got to be
no chance.
I saw a recommendation.
Ten Hag in as well.
I would prefer that.
Tells you all you need to know, man. People's opinions. Like, it tells you all you need to know.
I want to know how old he is. So people say that if someone says De Bruyne is better than Zidane, I presume you are less than 20 years old. Yeah, like you're probably like 18 maximum, because there's no way if you saw Zidane live or even in comps that you would ever say Kevin De Bruyne, and don't even come at me with GNA, bro. I swear to God, I'll destroy
you. That's crazy, though. That's what he said. He said in the last, you know, his move. He said GNA.
Go probably just about like the last half an hour of the Q&A, man. You got everything there, bro.
That's why I just let him in the chat. People respond to it.
There is no goal or pass that KDB at this moment or has done, and I don't believe he'll ever do, that will outlive Zinedine Zidane's goal in the Champions League final in 0-2 against Leverkusen. There's nothing that he can do. Zidane's goal will always outlive, and it does right now, anything that KDB has ever done in his entire career.
We should have been in that fucking final. Piss me off, man. Yeah,
they beat all the English teams that year. They beat every single English team that year. Leverkusen did.
Fucking jolting. C24, big up. He says, isn't it 3 a.m. where you fellas are? Yo, big up for the commitment, guys. It's obviously the time is gone, so it's now currently 25 past 2. 2:25 a.m. But big up, man. You keep it short on the road. Don't buy it. Whether it's international fans or whether it's UK time zone, Sarcasm City TV will be live in a time zone that suits you. It will be live in your time zone that suits you 110%. Hey, we move. You just got to bypass stuff, man. You got to keep it snapping. There's another question I wanted to get to.
That's a personal thing for me because Dan's my goat. So that's a personal.
He's the best midfielder I've ever seen. But yeah, big up to Barrio, who says, big up Flawless. Now talking about my Chelsea, my birthday coming up this Friday, and can't wait for my team to ruin it. Well, happy early birthday, first and foremost, Barrio. I hope you're all good and everything like that. And that being said, we'll go to the mighty Chelsea, Newcastle today. What are you telling me, sir? I'm not going to ask you if you're confident going into the game. What can I even ask you that I've not already asked you in regards to this? Do you think you can win? We'll start there. Because Newcastle are also not in the best of form.
Can you see my screen?
Yeah. It's just pulling up. Okay. Here we go.
Oh God. What's the support?
Can you zoom in a little bit?
Oh, hang on.
If you can't, it's okay. Read it out.
The fans aren't going to love another coach any more than me It's a new project and people need to understand.
Oh, goodness.
Now it's pre. Now, so first I was, it was post-match comments. Now it's pre-match comments, right? That's what it is. And this is a problem when you play on a Monday instead of like a Sunday or something like that. It's just too long to think, right? That's what it is. No, if any coach had come in and start and done the simple things we wanted and we saw improvements, they would be loved. Not loved, but they would be tolerated and accepted more. You just haven't done that. So don't. This is where now he's beefing the fans. He's now turned on the fans. He's now done. What he's done is he's done. He's done like a. He's done like a rock heel turn.
I'm not La Lana that you guys thought I am.
Yes, he's a certified wild lad. Michael is definitely just another excuse, and just say, you know what, the fans are entitled. You know, I wish he would have just said the fans thing. Yeah, I can understand their frustrations. I'm going to try my hardest to work and change that, and hopefully, you know, let's have a good game. Let's all join together and all kumbaya, all that shit and stuff like that. I swear, if the home fans don't do anything tomorrow, and even if we win, they should still protest. This is, I think a protest will hit harder if we win the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because if we lose, you're protesting because you lost. If we win, it's like, no, let's protest as well. Let's get those banners out. Not this like thing online I've seen tonight about like a Thomas Tuchel fucking banner.
I'm guessing you don't want Tommy Tuchel back. I'm guessing.
It's not even that. It's like, why would you put a banner up on Thomas Tuchel? What's the point? What's the point of putting him on Thomas Tuchel? What's the point? It's like, it's so stupid. Have a giant one that looks like it's written in badly drawn pen marker, and just say "potch out," do you know what I mean, and stuff like that, or make changes or something like that, or it's just
the priorities are all wrong at Chelsea. It's like the team made the fans, bro. It's like you guys are not thinking straight, bro. Like what's going on, bro?
Yeah, I mean, crazy stat. It was the same thing when
crazy comment. Sorry,
all the early stuff when all the managers after Mourinho. Bar Ancelotti, it was like they used to scream Jose Mourinho's name, you know, like that makes a difference. Do you know what I mean? It was like, okay, yeah, we did it for 6 years and then he came back. Is that what we're going to do for Thomas Tuchel or something? But no, I mean, I'm not one of these, oh yeah, we need to lose to get Poch out. Why? Why can't I win and still want Poch out? I don't understand this. Why do we have to lose to, why do you have to be, motivated if we lose to protest? I don't understand that. If you don't like the manager, why do we have to lose for you to be proactive? Why not?
Respectfully to those people, and it goes to maybe a lot of fan bases. It's like, yo, these people are respectfully a bit too dumb, in my opinion, because it's like this, because even if you play shit but you win, it's like you trunk. You kind of like you. It's just the adrenaline, and then the next day you realize, yo, we was fucking shit, but we won. This is what I mean. This is what goes to the head. But a drunk, being drunk and see your football team lose, this is when probably triggers things in your head. It's like, yes, I want to jump this dude. Like this is what I'm going to say. Like I don't know. Match going fans are very funny, bro. They are very funny.
Yeah, fans, fans is just very funny in general. Oh, like, I say this. Yeah, go on. Go, sir.
I'm gonna say this comment below about. This is makes him, he's not listening as well, because most of the Newcastle fans now want Ham out. So it's like, do you know what I mean? It's like, and also it's like, I always like, oh, when I hear like Man United fans go, yeah, we did it against the Glazers. And it was like, well, you got that one game called off, but they're still here 4 years later. Do you know what I mean? Green and gold until the club is sold. Well, that's really worked, you know what I mean? Wearing scarves, yeah, great. You know it's like there has to be, and I'm not calling for like the extreme, like Ajax went and like causing like damage and like anyone getting hurt or something. It doesn't have to be abusive or threatening behavior or something like that. It can just, you know, walk out. Walk out after a certain number of minutes or something like that, or don't show up. Sit outside. Yeah. But they won't do it. No Tottenham fan has the guts. No football fan has the guts to do it really that much. It's like, or like the most, it's where like when I laugh at like Liverpool fans when they complain at FSG, the most they complained about is when tickets were going to be raised up, and they haven't done anything since. I mean, it's like the Arsenal fans really only protested Kroenke's with the Super League stuff, and that was bare minimum. I mean, the Tottenham protests against Daniel Levy are just pathetic. I mean, it's like
those are the most hilarious ones. That's why I'm not even getting like, see, because I used to be one of the people that said, like, yo, get Levy out here. Like, and I'm like, that's how I realized, you know, those people don't give a fuck actually about it, but they're just what they're out there. No disrespect, just your opinion about if you have the opinion about Levy. But I'm saying this, I haven't talked about Danny Levy for a long time anymore because it's like, it's pointless to me. And it's just, again, like, you're never just going to get, because like Flo said, it's like football fans just never really going to get, they're never really going to go and come together and be like, yeah, you know what? This is just for the good cause of the football club. We have to come just all together for this spot. Because everybody has their own interest at the end of the day.
I think billionaires will, because let's face it, man, they've probably been threatened, tried to be extorted all their lives when they've been billionaires. So they're used to like, they've handled the hardcore. I think they really take notice if you persist with something, right?
Yes, and you hit their pockets.
You just persist with something, right? You persist with a certain like chant or a protest or this banners and stuff like that. If you persist with something, that takes more notice. If you do it once in a while, like an away game at Brentford, great, that's one. Do something at home. I'm saying don't have to give up your tickets. Go there and walk out, or come in late. You know, something like that, or raise the banners. Not one for Thomas Tuchel or Conor Gallagher or any other player. One that says something. You know, something meaningful. You know, and just do that. But
yes, what you're saying.
Going to the game tomorrow. Listen, I think we can win. We can lose. We can draw. That's what we are at the moment. We can do all three. I honestly don't know. Newcastle, bit of an uptick, I think. I think they've won the last two games.
I'll have a look now. Give me 1 second. Let me see where they're actually in the away form
table. They beat Wolves surprisingly.
Yeah. Right, they've only won three games away from home all season. Look, they're 14.
Right, so our home form is okay-ish. You know what I mean? So, and we owe them for that 4-1 battering earlier in the season. So, but we've got a few injuries. Got no left back. So I don't know if Gusto is going to play left back or Gilchrist is going to play left back. And I think Trippier's out. I think they've got a few out. Actually, I think Trippier's out. But I know Isak and Gordon are back. My thing would be a 1-1 draw, or maybe we nick it 2-1 or something like that. I'm not expecting the best of games, but then we got that, and then we got Leicester. I think it's lunchtime on Saturday. I think I'm right. I think it's the early game Saturday in the FA Cup. So,
yeah, you had an early kick this Saturday. Yes, you had an early kick. Yes,
And then that's and then get to Wembley again for some reason. But there we go. But we just trudge on. I mean, thankfully we've got 2 weeks off. I don't have to worry about them for 2 weeks. So it'll be fine. We'll come back, and I don't even know if we've got them to come back. I don't even care. But we'll just march on. Really, I think I've got to be realistic. I think Poch is here till the end of the season. I don't think he's going anywhere. Even if we were to get knocked out in the FA Cup. I don't think we'll get knocked out by Leicester, but you never know. But if we get knocked out of the semi-final, we'll lose if we get knocked out of the semi-final, I still don't see him going anywhere. I think what they've done is that it's not got that toxic yet. In terms of like, the away game was the first time it's got really toxic. The away game. That trend needs to go toxic about turning violent, essentially. Because violence is not going to solve anything. So just keep on doing that. But it's up to the home fans. And I just don't think they've got the guts or the balls or the brains to do it. That's all. So they'll chant Jose Mourinho and Roman Abramovich. Well, that won't help. So who cares?
The last question, How do you feel about these? How do you feel about these reports about? Obviously, because we just talking about the Tuchel banner, because obviously earlier in the week, we literally see reports about how Tuchel would love a return to Chelsea. Do you even believe? Because Chelsea fans believed they would bring Tuchel, but I don't even believe that. Do you think that they actually be considering bringing him back? Because I don't see it.
Well, this week is there's a funny report going around the last few weeks to Chelsea about the ownership, about like now seeing like by the way that Chelsea reporters are going, like Igbali's the guy in charge. Todd Bowley's just literally like a minority shareholder and just the face essentially. And he was more the report this week saying he was on the side of keeping Tuchel. Of keeping him in, and Igbali was the one who wanted him out for some reason, whether it's personal or something like that. The older rumors about Thomas Tuchel. That's why he was in India refreshing and stuff like that. So he was into a lot of sniffing tables, they say at Stamford Bridge. But
allegedly,
yes, allegedly, you've got to say that. I don't know. I just don't think you never get married to the same person twice. There's a reason you divorced them in the first place. Do you know what I mean? I don't think the percentages are very high for managers going back to the same club, even after a while. I mean, Jose came back and won a couple of trophies. So that's probably one of the most successful ones. And Ancelotti's gone back to Real Madrid, but we're talking
come back into those teams with somewhat level of a team of Chelsea team is currently off.
I think he needs to, after Bayern, I think he needs time off to reevaluate himself and his coaching.
I think he needs to
because he's falling into the side of a Pochettino, instead of going with the flow like of a Almirin, a Deserbi type, and Alonso, I think he should be over that way. He should be like leading that. He should be leading that generation of coaches. But he's fallen the other way, where he's stuck on certain things and principles. And the others are as well, to an extent, but he's not willing to evolve. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like he's willing to evolve. And all this like crap we've heard this week, like with the Thomas Tuchel. See, I told you could coach an attack. Yeah, I'm sorry. If you put Harry Kane in any team in the world, he's going to bang in goals. I don't care what style of play they play. I saw him score 30 goals for a terrible Tottenham team last year. Do you know what I mean? And they barely attacked. Do you know what I mean? So
The guy's just going to go and score goals. Like Liam Dunn is like, I looked at their goals against Mainz and I'm like, yo, these are just proper Kane goals. This guy just popped up somewhere and then at some point it just got like Mainz don't want to play football anymore. And it's like,
and it's like, when they go, oh, yeah, do you remember he scored 76 goals for Chelsea? And I just remember, I'm sure a huge percentage of them are defence scored. Do you know what I mean? Like our wing backs or our centre backs. And it was like every other game, it was like the centre backs or like the wing backs were scoring for like 2 or 3 months straight. Like, there's a reason we complain about attackers because they don't score enough. To credit him, it's remarkable he got us to score nearly 80 league goals since all of our attack was not very good. Do you know, all of our attack was in single digits for league goals, you know, near enough, apart from like Mount or something like that. But that was the problem. Do you know what I mean? So don't give me this, you can coach an attack. Sorry, bro. No, don't give me that. Let's take Terry Kane out and you'll probably get some numbskull will go, yeah, but they got the towel kid. Okay, that's it. He won't score as many as Harry Kane, but you know, I will credit him this. I know he'd make our defense better. I've seen him.
That's fair.
I know he'd make our defense better.
And this, was more of the Poch quote. So it says it's a different Chelsea. If you are going to judge us analysing the situation, comparing it with the past of Chelsea, for sure, no one is going to succeed.
It's not it. And he says, I will say, Jim, that people shouldn't say that. Yeah. Go
Yeah, I hope one day Chelsea fans will support me the same way Newcastle fans do with Eddie Howe, because I am here. I am the coach of Chelsea and I want to win as much as the fans. But even him saying it's a different Chelsea, if you're going to judge us analysing the situation, the aim should be to win major trophies. That's what you said.
We're analysing the situation you're currently in now. The situation you've made worse. You can blame the owners and the recruitment, no problem. But I'm sorry, the situation that we're 10th or 11th is down solely to you. Do you know what I mean? It's down solely to you.
It got so bad. Who's caught up again? Like, it's crazy. I'm looking now, Fulham. Obviously, you have the game coming up against Newcastle. The game in hand is against us. But how's Fulham just a point behind you right now? Like, that's crazy, bro.
Because of him.
Well, yeah, Fulham a point behind them. No way.
Yes, but obviously they played all 28 games.
Oh, yeah, because they won. Yeah, they played two games. Yeah, they played two games more.
It shouldn't matter that Chelsea have two games in hand. It shouldn't even be a scenario where Poch comes in and be talking about Wolves, Fulham. Like, because like I said, I had Chelsea finishing in the top four. Like, I look like an idiot now because of that. But again, but the funny thing is, I don't think it was a crazy take at the beginning of the season. That's what which just shows more that that comment from Pochettino is just more than ridiculous in my opinion. But again,
it's basically said in that last quote about him not, you know, we're not a choice of the past. Okay, it's not my fault. I don't know what's happened here. I've just come in and shown up one day, like he's a substitute teacher filling in the last minute or something. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what the lesson plan is. So let's just what did your teacher teach you yesterday? And then kids lie to him and go, we were allowed to study all day and go, oh, okay, that's fine. I should do that.
Damn. Hey, before we continue, though, before we go on second, Jez, hey, continue to run up the likes, people. Still over 100 people in here right now. We're only at 41 likes. Let's get up to 60 likes. Like check 1212. Hit that subscribe button as well. It is rolled to 10K. And continue to get your questions in. Please just keep them Manchester United, Chelsea, or Tottenham Hotspur related. We're currently at 9,977 subscribers. Three more. Let's get up to 9,980. You want to be 20 away or less than 20 away from 10K people. We're trying to get to 10,000 so we can do that 10K live stream where I can just get absolutely mash up on it. Like, that is the plan. So yeah, people, continue to run up the likes, hit the subscribe button, all that good stuff. Check out the upcoming live stream schedule and questions, man. Continue to get your questions in. But yeah, go on, just say what he's gonna say.
Nah, it's like, oh man, like, do we actually think Chelsea are gonna finish in the top 10 at this stage? If the guy is gonna stay in the job, because yeah, it's like,
I think they finished 10th. I think they finished at least 10th. 10th tonight.
I mean, technically there's progress, but you kind of get what I mean with
Home to Newcastle, home to Burnley, home to Manchester United, away to Sheffield United, home to Everton, away to Brighton, away to Villa, home to West Ham, away to Forest.
Are actually quite nice.
Home to, like, these fixtures are very, extremely favourable. And they're teams either around them or teams battling relegation. Obviously, bar Manchester United, Aston Villa, like, maybe.
Yeah, you're talking about the guy who went to Brentford and already won two at their last 12, didn't have their back four and decided to play us in a back three.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But so I see you finishing top 10. I think you finished.
You can't predict. Well, I can't predict. I always go to, when Lewis, big up to Lewis, when he's on his stream, he goes, should we do the predicted lineup? I check out. I leave the stream. Okay. I don't know. How do you expect to, no one leading up to Brentford, no Chelsea stream that I saw or online was talking about us. Yeah, we should go to a back three against Brentford. No one's talked about that all season. So for him to say, what's he said now?
And he said, this again from Warrior J. Pochettino said, you need to ask the players. If the players believe that with another coach they can do better, I'm the first one who says, look, hey, or maybe they can talk with the owner or sporting director.
What do you mean talk to the players? You told us that the players told you we should play for penalties in a cup final.
That's crazy.
What do you mean ask the players? What, it's your press conference. What do you mean ask the players? Like the players are going to go, yeah, all the players are going to say, yeah, we back you, we support him, it's been fine, we need to show more on the pitch. No, what do you...
Yeah, it's absolutely baffled. I said, look, hey, I'm the first one who says, look, hey.
Hey, look, hey, bro, don't kill me. Hey, look where the table, bro, where you got Chelsea at. But no, you know, you need the Champions League press conference as well. Obviously, there's a player next to him, like, at this stage.
But he's not going to say anything in the press conference when he goes, oh, yeah, what do you think about Pop? Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
What was he going to say?
Well, you might at risk of getting caught adrift if Newcastle win this game. If Newcastle win this game, you'll be 7 points behind them, but you'd have a game in hand on them.
We literally overtook Newcastle, I think.
And it'd be 5 points off Wolves because Newcastle would go... Newcastle win, they would go to... They'd go seventh above West Ham, so then Wolves would drop to 10th.
Right.
And then Wolves... So, yeah, Wolves would be 5 points clear of you lot. So you could be five. You could be caught adrift in 10th if you lose the game.
It's like them films you see when someone's like trapped or in something and they have like they're dreaming, they can see the light like that and they go towards it, but suddenly they wake up, they're still in the same place as they were. This is what this is.
But Pochettino on cancelling his meal with his wife after the Brentford draw. We finished it. This guy,
there's no fucking questions, proper questions asked at these press conferences.
We finished the day. So Pochettino, this is him cancelling his meal with his wife after the Brentford draw. We finished the day watching Real Madrid versus Valencia. Had more wine, but nothing exciting. Only watching more football.
You know what I say to you, Poch? I would listen. I got to phrase this properly. I got to phrase this properly. I would take your wife and put her in the box like that for tactical changes more than you. I think she's better at tactics than you, bro. Yeah, I think that's what she is. She probably pointed out Real Madrid's and Valencia's defensive mistakes. And you probably just brushed it off like that. You just didn't see it yourself.
It's the handball wine part or nothing exciting, only watching more football. You know, take a break. Maybe it's too much football, man. Take a break. Take a break. Relax.
I believe he watched highlights.
Yeah, you're with your wife. Chill. Enjoy the wine. Enjoy your wife and just relax and kick back.
That's what I'm talking about. These press conferences.
What Chelsea employee relayed these questions.
Why didn't someone ask him, why did you go to back three all of a sudden? Against Brentford.
Surely somebody did. Surely he did.
Nah,
this is crazy, yo. These quotes are so wild. It's like Warrior. He's not, but it's like Warrior J is making these up. That's how wild and just strange and weird these quotes are.
No, but he's been doing them post-match. No, he's doing them pre-match.
That was pre-match. Yo, someone take his mic away. That's
it's like now...
On Football Manager, there's actually an option where it says send the assistant to the press conference. Yeah,
this is worse when like when the coach goes, the lads gave the rule, and you don't believe it. You know what I mean? It's like I don't understand. I mean, who listen? They care and stuff like that, but you're in a football conference. If we were riding high and doing well and everything like that, I don't mind the anniversary or whatever the meal and stuff. Bro, really?
Yeah, why did he cancel the meal? Why did he cancel the meal with his wife? That makes no sense.
He needs the protein, the carbs and that. Like, come on, bro. Like, you need to start coaching.
This guy. And for those asking in the chat as well about Ten Hag and Poch, like, who will be sacked first? I think they're both gone in the summer.
Yeah, in the summer.
I guarantee you right now, someone will make a poster of the two of them walking off hand in hand into a sunset background when they both go. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
This is think about start of the season. I think more people had actually Ange getting sucked this season than both of them.
Yeah, facts, man. Like, Ten Hag, like, yo, man, just completely catfished us. It's crazy. He just crumbled under the pressure.
Okay, if Ten Hag catfished United, what did Poch do?
That he didn't even start off well with them. At least I can say, right, with Ten Hag, it was good.
The only blessing of this is that it's not a 5-year deal.
See, look, man, I told you someone would ask it. See, there we go, man. When he was asked about why he suddenly played a 3-4-2-1 formation against Brentford, Mauricio Pochettino claimed it was to try and provide the team a different way to play and to have an alternative in the way to use it.
See? It's Brentford, bro.
They didn't have their back four. They didn't have their back four playing. They'd won 2 out of 14 or whatever it was or something like that. Before we played a back three for the 20 minutes against Man City, I can't remember the last time we played a back three for a long period. It's not like under Conte or Tuchel, we played a back three constantly and you could get, you know, it's madness.
Doing. The back three is Pochettino's worst formation out of all the formations that he probably could put out there. That's why he never plays it.
Makes sense. His back three had, we saw it last week when he did that picture. His back three had Enzo at left wing and Gallagher right wing. Why do you need them wingers when you got wing backs? That's the whole point of a back three. It's the players on your wing backs. I don't understand this.
I know Chelsea are 10th, or not 11th, sorry, but Chelsea are there. But he's so bad. Even though Chelsea's in them spots, he generally might be actually the worst coach in the league, bro.
I generally think I'm watching a side FIFA stream with Man United in real life. I generally think I'm doing that. We've let in like 40 goals. We've let in 40 goals.
Let's see, actually. I love it.
Well, near enough, I think it's 39 or something like that. But
you've let in, 43.
43 is even worse than 43.
Oh, you scored 44, though.
Oh, balancing it up. Great.
Man. Hey, I would kill for a plus goal difference right now. At least we're at plus
you're
one.
Six.
We're at zero.
Aren't you six or something?
Yeah, we are six.
At least it's not negative.
Hey, you gotta look at the positives, don't be negative.
Your negative goal difference happens in a positive position. That's what I don't get.
We're at zero. Sorry, because we scored twice. We're at zero.
I'd rather have a zero goal difference.
We're at zero.
It's mad because I think he's so bad.
I can't believe how bad he is. Like, I expected him to do much better than this.
He's not evolved. I keep telling people this. He's taking 2016-17-18 tactics into 2023-24 and they just don't work anymore. His coaching thing doesn't work anymore. His man management doesn't work anymore. You know what I mean? It doesn't work. He can't fuse man management and coaching together at the same time.
UK says, yo, Flawless, how do I go about getting on the channel? Looking to start a new YouTube page and start some content. So a couple ways. One, we have the fan calling show. It's normally every Monday, 4:30 p.m., but it's going to be Wednesday or Thursday, but talk your ish. That's the fan calling show. And just keep a lookout on the channel for that. Also, as well, part of the memberships. So Sarcasm City Soldier and Higher, we do members Q&As on Twitch. So there's two ways. And of course, if you join the Sarcasm City General, not only will you get on the Twitch Q&A, you'll also get on a Q&A on the YouTube channel as well. Link for the memberships in the pinned comment. But two ways. One is free. One is not free. To Drip URK. But big up to you. Drip UK, I should say. And big up to Mediterranean Menace, you know. What a name. Question for Flawless. Are you for or against knocking down Old Trafford for a new stadium? I'm not forced, to be honest. I don't have nostalgia like that. As much as I like Old Trafford, if they decide to knock it down and build a new stadium, cool. If they decide to build a new Trafford, no pun intended, somewhere else, because there's a lot of area around it, show up, Jez. There's a lot of area around it, then they can build it there. So, yeah, I'm not really fussed. I'm not a nostalgia guy.
I actually need to ask you, though. Do you think they're going to find some hyenas?
This guy, you know, probably. They could, because there's just a lot of land around there.
All I'm saying, if you see some scores of some referees, that just confirms that Fergie paid the refs.
Hey, you know what? If Fergie paid the refs, getting back to pay the referees again. Getting back. We need to do that again. We need to run that back 110%.
You're gonna find him in some underground tunnel instead of live Clemson and Jemba somewhere.
Yeah, hey, they get a game in this side. Yeah, game.
Fred's there as well. Fred's gone now.
We got a game in this fucking side. We are so bad. Yeah, there isn't really much to say on the United game, people. So I haven't really spoke about it. Same old. Two penalties, won the game, and our usual terrible performance. Pretty much awful. That. And if we don't get them two penalties, we probably don't score. We probably draw the game. But hey, we scored, we won.
Think about
that's it.
Everton.
You had a higher XG from two penalties.
Yeah, and then Ten Hag was like, oh, and this whole myth, people, about, oh, you need your full team to play good football in the way you play, absolute rubbish. Look at that Liverpool side that played Manchester City yesterday. Kelleher in goal, who's their second choice. Bradley, who's their second choice left back. Kwanzaa, who's a kid. Joe Gomez, who's not even a left back. Endo, who we know is not good enough. Javi Elliott on the wing, Diaz on the other wing. What are we talking about? And they still went toe-to-toe with Manchester City. You could argue that they should have won the game, but they still performed to a good level. Still performed to a... They could still compete. So it's like they just didn't roll over and play dead because, all right, man, they're injured. Because there's no Trent, because Robertson wasn't fully fit, because there's no Alisson, there's no Konate. What are we talking about here? Salah wasn't fully fit. It just puts to bed that myth. Yeah, C24, I'm not fussed about nostalgia like that. I'm not a nostalgia merchant. The only thing I'm nostalgia merchant about, not even a merchant, but just only nostalgia I like is winning. That's it. And yes, the only lifeline for Ten Hag is the FA Cup. That's the only shred 1% I have. I genuinely don't want to do watch-alongs. Genuinely don't want to talk about Manchester United. That's the only thing I'm slightly looking forward to.
That shouldn't even save him, really. Think about it.
Yeah. Oh, no, nah, definitely should. Nah, he should be gone already. I have to say, this is Ten Hag now. So my manager's like, all right, you know what? Pot, hold my beer. I have to say, we created a lot of chances. We had very good counterattacks, and overall, we could have scored 3 or 4 goals. We defended really well. They had attempts, but we dealt with this. We defended as a team very well. All right, sure. We're playing Everton, who are battling relegation, who are notoriously terrible going forward.
Michael,
Michael, I never said, show me Michael where I said Manchester United are winning the FA Cup. I never said we're winning the FA Cup. Them words never left my mouth. Please ask questions. Don't just presume stuff, people. I think we are winning the FA Cup.
I watched on Saturday. Everton bopped you off the park.
Everyone bopped us off the park. Fulham,
Everton, have any the whole nine. Strength. That's the problem. Isn't there any proper strikes on the goal?
Yeah, Daps said you're winning the FA Cup, though, flawless, because Daps is a troll, that's why. Even whether he said it or not, shout out to Daps.
His team's in the same competition and favourites to win it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know what, though? Better XG, though.
Okay, said that, I'm just like, I'm tired of this, man. That's why I got nothing new to say, people. It's the same old. The only benefit to this is that this manager and these players are getting even more exposed. And the Ten Hag inners and the backers of certain of these players is dwindling. Also, you know, Ten Hag inners in the chat no more. They've all shut up. Players as well. Also, I see less Bruno backers and Rashford backers and the rest of these players.
It was a big, you know, big landmark thing for Bruno. At the weekend, you know, he's now the most successful penalty taker.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, Bruno, well played, man. That is one thing you have exceptional at, penalty taker. You are a very good penalty taker.
The best penalty taker of all time.
Best penalty taker of all time for Manchester United. It's only 29 as well. It's only 29, which I found quite weird.
Because it became a point where we just stopped getting pens under Fergie. I remember.
Yeah, it was so weird. Well, you get like those sort of pens during the late night, like the 90s.
Man United is going to win the FA Cup. Trust it. You also told me Luton Town were getting 10 wins in the Premier League.
Hey, is that money we speak for?
There's still 10 games left for us. There's still 10 games left in the league, right? They could still
and told me they were going 8-13.
Oh, shit. No,
8-13.
But you know what, though? You know, with the 10 games, though, it's like it's too. Even though it's 10 games, it still feels like an eternity. Like, shit. Like, can this season just end?
Yeah, please. I just want NBA playoffs at this point. That's what I'm looking for. Play-ins, playoffs. Let's go there. I'm tired.
I tell you right now, I want a complete break. I want a break from now until the Olympics start. I don't even want to do like transfer talks or shit like that.
Oh, yeah, shit. That's what goes. Yeah, transfer talks is going to be the Euros. Like,
shit, the Euros. Fuck, I forgot about the Euros.
Yeah. Let me know in the chat, you lot. Probably what I'm going to do Euros-wise, I'll let you know my idea. I'll probably do the England games on the YouTube channel, couple other games on
there'll here. There'll be no early games like the World Cup.
So yeah, I'm not going to do all. I'm not doing all. I'm just going to pick out the better games. I'm not doing
most of them groups. Some of the group games are trash.
Yeah.
I do the best games.
Yeah, I do the England games on here. I do maybe like a France game on here, maybe a Germany game, and then the rest I do on the Twitch. But it won't be every game. I'll select Copa America. I'm not doing Copa America. I'm not. I did that last time.
I'm not watching Brazil. I'm not watching that trash Brazil team in Copa America.
With fucking Emerson Royale and Anthony and all that.
Gold Royal. Hey, do we know how funny it would be if they're winners before they were again?
Yeah, that'd be
hilarious. But
yes, NBA, yes, to 4-2-1. Yeah, pick a random country to follow. I can't fake interest in football.
Yes,
I need to have some allegiance to a country for something. But I'm gonna watch. I will watch the Euros.
All right, man. If they're gonna get me cussing in German, bro. Like this, Germany's gonna piss me off, man. I just know, it, man.
Jazz is had enough. He's had enough. Yeah, because I'm looking here. 14th of June. It starts Germany, Scotland. So yeah, will I do that? Probably because it's 8 p.m. And then you got Hungary, Switzerland, Spain, Croatia. No. Italy, no, Albania. Nah, I'm not gonna lie. Probably not. I'm just really just, you know, international football just don't move me anymore.
It's the tournament though.
Yeah, you know what? In the tournament, I'll probably be like, when the tournament comes. Maybe it's because it's just Manchester United have just absolutely beat me to death. That's what it is.
One thing I would say though is that obviously at that time the weather should be also much better. So I mean, like, well, it's when the
maybe I'll be in a better mood. Maybe it's just miserable because of Manchester United. I'll do the France games. I will do the France games. Like they play 17th of June. They play Austria. Obviously Mbappe watch. Who are the teams to actually watch out for? England, definitely France, maybe Portugal.
I ain't watching
Portugal. I ain't watching Bruno again. I'm good on that.
I'm gonna do the
England watch along because I'm interested to see how they do. Because England got players I like, so like I'm interested.
Not Belgium. Portugal under Roberto Martinez, man.
Oh, shit, I forgot he's the manager, though.
Is Ronaldo still going to be picked, do you reckon, for the Euros?
100%. It's like, Ronaldo's going to send his shooters all day if he doesn't get
picked. Allegedly, people.
I said already, man, Ronaldo will be at the next World Cup.
NBA finals will end as this starts as well, as the Euro starts. Because, like, if there's a game 7 in the NBA finals, it'll be Sunday, June the 23rd.
That's if it goes to a game seven.
Well, game four, let's say it's a sweep, is June the 14th. And it starts June of, so the game four starts the same day as, what's it called, as the NBA finals. I mean, a game four of the NBA finals. So you're not getting so much content. Because NBA finals, I'll do on playback, probably do on playback and on here, to be honest. Probably. I'm not sure yet. I ain't decided. But we'll see. You picking Croatia to win it, Steve?
Yeah.
Fairs. Hey, but he picked Luton to win 8 of their last 13. So, you know, anything's possible. You know, Malibu Steve over there.
So that will never happen, Steve. That will never happen.
Yeah, Steve, really.
Never.
Yeah, you can cover it, Steve, on Strasbourg, Steve. You can cover it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
There you go. Never. Anyways, people, we're closing out. I'm tired. I need to get something to eat. Big up to everyone that's locked in as well. Do you think England could win Euros if they had a coach like Mourinho? With a better coach, yes, they could. 100%.
Why do you type in capital letters like you're shouting?
I have no idea. Anyway, link for the comment. Link is in the pinned comment, people, for the membership. Run up the likes. Please share across all the socials. Subscribe. Don't forget we are available on all audio platforms as well. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Wherever you listen to music, it's the podcast section. Type in Sarcasm City TV and this show and all the other shows on the YouTube channel, apart from watch-alongs, will pop up. So if you use Spotify, even if you don't listen to us, big up to all the audio listeners as always. But Spotify, follow us and 5-star us, people. It helps. Trust me. It helps us grow. Because the more that we grow, the more we get brand deals, and then the more content we can create, people, and the better content we can create. Same with all the iPhone users as well. iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Make sure you 5-star us. Leave us a review. We're back today, 4:30 p.m. UK time, for the Man United podcast. We're discussing all things Manchester United. Then we'll be over on the Twitch for Premier League Watch Along, Chelsea versus Newcastle. Then we're back midnight right here on the YouTube channel doing the most, which is the Premier League show, where we look back at all the weekend's games just gone, 5 different categories. Most unacceptable error, most unpredicted result, most unacceptable error, most unpredicted result, most untouchable manager, most under the cosh manager, and most unforgettable goal. But we run polls. So we get nominees, and then we'll run polls, and then we pick winners. And then whoever wins the poll is the winner of said category. Yeah, man, we're going to keep grinding. You already know, man. This show stays on the road, man. Hashtag no days off. And I ain't took a day off this year yet, and won't till Carnival. I'm not going to lie. I'm here till August, people. So, yeah, big up Spoobs every single time. Nick, I see you. Grizz in the chat. All the regulars, all the members, all the mods. Everyone watching this back. Everyone who's watching this right now but just has it on in the background. Salute and love to you lot. Because we are closing in on 10K expeditiously, people. Because I'm looking here right now. How many numbers are we at? We are at 9,978. So, yeah, we're going to hit that over the next couple of days. 100%. Jez, anything you want to add before we close out?
Big up everyone. Obviously, this week, Flores already told you what's coming up. Big up to you, Spoopy. Actually, yeah, big up to you. Big up obviously the chat. Actually, random shout, but shout out actually the Spurs women's team actually getting to the semi final of the women's FA Cup for the first time in the history. So shout out to them actually. I saw that today. So you're not gonna sell me much talking about their women's team, but hey man. Doing well, maybe they win the trophy before us.
Yeah, forthwith. Yeah, exactly. 10K is coming forthwith. Big up to Eli. Anything you want to add, sir? For
I'm just praying for Porter to get called up. I don't know. I want Arsenal to be winning 1-0. Winning 1-0, thinking it's going to be extra time, and then Porto to do something dodgy. Yeah, injury. Or to stink it up like in the first half and do a 0-0. That'd be great. That'd be great for me. That'd be fantastic. Everyone should be wanting that as well. You know, an Arsenal fan. None of this. Oh, I support English teams in Europe. Piss off.
Think about the coefficiency.
Get stuffed. Yeah, coefficiency and that. You know what I'm saying? How about they efficiently go leave the competition expeditiously? How about that? Yeah. That's what they can do. Efficient money. That's what they can do. Fuck all supporting teams in Europe and your English. Fuck all that. You must win the competition. I ain't trying to see City or Arsenal win anything.
Facts. Efficiently, expeditiously, bro. You know what I'm saying?
All right, okay. I don't think anyone's live. I'm just going to redirect you.
Co-expeditiously. That's what it is.
Let me know if anyone's live, people. Let me know. And look at the crook of Eli calling those crooks. But shout out to Eli. But yeah, I don't think anyone's live. So I'm just going to redirect you lot to the Man United podcast tomorrow. So just hit the like button on that video on your way out, people. But hit the like button here as well. and we're going to keep the show on the road. I can't believe we're about to touch 10K. I'm about to change my number and not talk to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Because I made it once I reached 10K. It's a wrap. Yeah. On Hollywood. Hollywood.
Told you, Jess, didn't I? Hollywood. We'll just leave Hollywood us man. We prop him up.
And Hollywood, no. Yeah, man. Hollywood, no. You know what I'm saying? I'm changing my number. I'm literally going to be following zero people on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah, the show's a wrap. So
he'll come back and cut a Rock Toronto promo on us. You know what I mean? He'll come back and just do that. Oh, you mother Canuckers.
Mother Canuckers is hilarious, yo.
Did you watch his? Not his last one, but the one before.
I need to watch it. I do need to catch up.
He's in Salt Lake City. Wait, oh my god! You just gotta watch it. I swear,
watch it. Yeah, man, he'll turn and come in.
You know, he's so good. You know, he used to wear those shirts. You know, he used to wear those shirts. He's so hench now. He has to cut the sleeves off. He's so hench. So he just wears it like a waistcoat now.
That's what he just went. He said, "Two beers, dripping like a Hulk." That's crazy. Well, love to everyone that's locked in. This has been the Manchester United, Chelsea, Tottenham Hotspur show. Man of United, Ballers at the Bridge, talking at Tottenham Talk podcast live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Fuck awesome.